Welcome to the audio selections from the April 2007 issue of the Phi Delta Kappan, the 8th issue of Volume 88. I'm Bob Cole, former editor of the Kappan. We are providing PDK members and Kappan subscribers with these recorded articles, which can be downloaded in audio format for later listening while commuting, while exercising, or whenever it's impossible or inconvenient to read the printed magazine. This month's Audio Kappan features three selections. First, in Columbus and the Flat Earth Myth, Manoj Singham, who directs the University Center for Innovation in Teaching and Education and is an adjunct associate professor in the physics department at Case Western Reserve University, debunks the persistent myth fostered by Washington Irving and others that Columbus somehow proved to an astounded Europe that the world was round. Next, Margaret McGuire asks, what cost is exacted by our extreme focus on literacy and numeracy? In What Happened to Social Studies, the Disappearing Curriculum, she argues that a democratic society that depends on a well-informed citizenry cannot afford to overlook the social studies. Finally, in Accelerating the Learning of Low-Achieving Students, The Transformation of a Dropout, Christine Finnan and Jean Chasen tell the story of Anthony, a dropout who turned his life around with the help of a program affiliated with Accelerated Schools Plus. The print version of the April 2007 Kappan features a section on the research-practice divide, with articles by Stephen Davis of Stanford University, Gerald Duffy and Catherine Keir of the University of North Carolina, Greensboro, Jerome Murphy of Vanderbilt, and Perry Zirkel of Lehigh. The authors examine the often strained relationship between university-based researchers and theorists and school district-based practitioners.